Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk today about a very popular reading from the New Testament the church gives us as the first reading at Mass today. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is included in the reading, talking about the most excellent way, the higher spiritual gifts to pursue, ultimately focusing on love, which is the greatest of all spiritual gifts. Now, if you haven't had a chance to tune to the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them whenever it's convenient for you, or can download them and put them on whatever device you have also to listen to at your convenience. Best way to connect with the programming is to be able to just download the Renewal Ministries app and download the Ave Maria app as well. Now, these are really challenging times. They're times where there's a shaking of the nations going on, a shaking of our country, the shaking of the church. It can be a very confusing time and a destabilizing, very troubling time. Jesus wants us to be able to find peace in these times. He said, remember, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And somehow in the midst of this chaotic and confusing time, Jesus wants us to be able to learn from him, he said. He said, you know, learn from me. I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. The word meekness there, I heard it defined once this way years ago, that it stuck with me, you know, that meekness is strength under control, really is what it is. It's directing our strengths, our energies, our passion, our drive, or whatever it is that we've been given, by submitting it to love, right? It's strength under control. It's strength that's ordered to its proper end, which is love. And that's what Jesus did. All the way through the trials that he encountered in his ministry and all the public opposition, and then ultimately the road to Calvary, which we've been talking about the first 2 days this week. We've really focused on, the church has us focusing on, the cross on Monday, and on Tuesday, Our Lady at the cross as well, and the piercing of her side, and to focus on the cross, which is the power of God, and it's on the cross that we see most perfectly revealed what matters most. We see the fulfillment of what Jesus spoke about to us and what he called the first and the greatest thing there is for any human being. When he asked somebody, you know, what are the commandments, and how do you summarize it? Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he called, you know, love God with all your heart. He said, this is the first and this is the greatest. So many of us, so many of us in the world are trying to figure out, what's the road to greatness? How can I be great? How can I dare to be great? What can I do to live a life that's meaningful and really impactful or whatever? So the world serves us up lots of options to think about it that way. And many of them aren't great. I mean, they're just, some are neutral, some are good, some represent a kind of greatness. But Jesus is saying, look, let me reveal to you what's of most importance. And what's first in the kingdom may not be first in this world. It won't get the recognition of this world, because this world operates by a totally different set of categories of what matters. It's got a totally different way of calculating. It's a fallen and a broken world. But Jesus reassures us, and he tells us plainly, and then he demonstrates and shows us what matters most in the kingdom of God, and what's honored and what's exalted, first and foremost, is to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. And then Jesus shows us again and again, and he speaks to us, and he said, and this love, friends, is not just a feeling. What did Jesus feel like on the cross? What did Jesus feel like when he was being whipped and beaten, his skin was torn off his back, and crown of thorns put on his head, and he's being mocked and spit on, and all the rest of it? What did he feel like? Well, I'm sure he didn't feel too good. His skin, just his whole body, just everything. Think about what he went through. But every step of that way was an act of love. In his case, it was a perfect act of love. And it was an act of love because it was a yes to God the Father's will. And Jesus said, look, even if that pathway, that strategy for living, that priority, even if it leads you to being completely rejected, to being despised, unjustly treated, to be considered as nothing in this world, and to be basically just stamped out. Jesus said, don't worry. This life is very short. It will not get the last word in your life. And I'm keeping an eye, and the Father's keeping an eye on you every step of the way. And every act of love, and every way you trust me and believe in me, and that's one of the ways we love the Lord. We exercise love by not just paying lip service to what he said, but we actually internalize it. We internalize it in such a way that we begin to live it, and we long to live it. And then we have the Holy Spirit, first who helps us see it, and the Holy Spirit who gives us a power and a capacity to live differently in a world that's trapped and is caught in a vortex of drives and desires and lies and temptations that lead us to serve this world, the masters in this world, or to serve ourselves and to be trapped in inordinate self-love, whatever it is. And it's very easy to do. In fact, you can't escape it in this world without God's grace, without the gift of the Holy Spirit, without the power of God to be able to walk in the footsteps of our Lord. We need the power of God to live in the love of God and to exercise that love for others. And Jesus makes clear for us, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about love is love or love is a feeling or simply affirming what anybody wants to call love. Jesus said, no, it is about love, but I'm defining for you what love is. And so we internalize that, and the Holy Spirit helps us get rooted in it and for it to come alive in us such that we actually choose it. And then we begin to look like Jesus, begin to walk like Jesus, and the Father's will becomes our food, like Jesus said. And to be able to say, hey, why am I here on earth? What it is, it's defined pretty easily. I'm here to do whatever the Father wills for my life. That's what I want. That's wisdom. That's the wisdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The wisdom of this world, we know, is the constant pressure for me to do my will or to do the will of somebody I think in this world holds my happiness or my future. Jesus said, that's all slavery and it all leads to death. I've come to purify your heart, your intentions. I've come to enlighten your mind. I've come to give you an understanding of what a truly meaningful human life looks like. And the beautiful thing about this, brothers and sisters, is everybody can do it. Not everybody can be a smashing success, you know, in business or in education or in sports or whatever in this world. But those things aren't primary. Those things are secondary, and they flow from the different gifting that people were born in, the genes they were given, and the opportunities they were given, and the hard work that was in them. And those things are positive too. They can be very positive. I'm not knocking them. They can also be sources of idolatry and bondage too, if this first part isn't done. But the key thing is, the road to true greatness is not dependent upon what my IQ is, what my genetic background is, what neighborhood I grew up in, what opportunities all come my way. It's about the power of God saying yes to it and the power of God at work in each and every one of us leading us to love. So here's what Paul says about love, the most excellent way. So Paul's just simply echoing Jesus and putting his finger on it. And we've heard this so many times, it can be so poetic and we kind of goes in one ear out the other, can sound a little sappy to some guys, but this is the heart of everything. This is a profoundly important teaching. Paul just went through, he's going to pick it up again after this chapter, laying out the fact that we are the body of Christ and how God has equipped his body with spiritual gifts and charisms and things to build up the body into maturity. But here he's saying, all that's important, and you're all connected to it and going to be moving in it, but let's keep our eyes on what's of first importance. He says, if I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I'm a resounding gong and a clashing cymbal. If he's speaking in tongues and in the very gifts that Paul had just talked about, and we'll talk about again, I think, in chapter 14, the next chapter. So it's a beautiful prayer language to God, but if it's not love, it's like a lot of noise before God, because everything is meant to be ordered to walking in love. Why? Because God is love. You're now united to God, and there's a power at work in you called the Holy Spirit and the work of God to help you love and to help you order your loves properly toward God. And he goes on to say, and if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Paul knows how easy it is having these kinds of things like gifts for prophecy or being known for knowing great mysteries and having great knowledge. These things can puff us up too. But Paul says if they're not lived in love, they literally mean nothing. Because in the end, Paul will tell us the only thing that lasts is love. Why? Again, because God is love. He goes on, if I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Wow. If I give my life over, and it's for me in some way, but it's not about love, it's not about loving God and neighbor, it's pointless. It's meaningless. It's very much worth meditating on these things, because the Lord is so serious. The Holy Spirit wants to help us see this and walk in it. But then he goes on to say, okay, what is it then? Love is patient and love is kind. We often hear the scripture, the patience of God, right? He walks with us and he's kind. Jesus said that, you know, I'm gentle and I'm kind. It's part of the character of Jesus. And we receive with the help of the Holy Spirit these spiritual gifts as well. They're spiritual gifts of kindness, love, joy, or fruits, excuse me, of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Love is not jealous, and love is not pompous. Love is not inflated, and it's not rude. It does not seek its own interests. Wow. That's the light shining on my heart on that one. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over what's wrong, but rejoices in what's true. Today, friends, in our culture, people are calling things love, ways of being, ways of living, lifestyles, the rest, calling it love when it's offensive to God, because we're caught up in whatever we decide, whatever we feel really, really good about, somehow we can name as love. But God names what love is. And so love can't rejoice in something that doesn't please God. It can't. It's not real love if it does. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And this is the important thing that St. Paul wants us to see, and the Lord wants us to see, because God is love. And to live in God means to live in love. To be in God's family is to be in the love of God as God gives it to us, as God empowers us in it, and God gives us understanding of what it really is. Lord, may we all live in love today. God bless you all.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.